Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel media and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 15 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English and numerous other languages are available to you all the time and anytime on the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging on to the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We invite you to join them so you can be blessed too. Last week on Hope for Today, we began a study from Daniel chapter 2 titled The Revealer of Secrets. We began by looking at the ways God used to reveal His plans and show His sovereignty. We couldn't finish our study because we ran out of time, so we're returning to it again today. I will begin by reading our text, Daniel chapter 2. Now, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. Then the king gave the command to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, "I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream." Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic, "O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation." The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, "My decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap. However, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation." They answered again and said, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation." The king answered and said, "I know for certain that you would gain time, because you see my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you, for you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation." The Chaldeans answered the king and said, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. It is a difficult thing the king requests, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh." For this reason the king was angry and very furious, and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree went out, and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree from the king so urgent?" Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God for ever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of You. For You have made known to us the king's demand." Now, Nebuchadnezzar springs a surprise on his counselors, which leads us to the second way God used to reveal His plans and to show His sovereignty. The second way is the counselor's dilemma. The opening words of verse 5 are difficult. The King James Version seems to imply that the king forgot what his dream was. Some scholars believe that the king hadn't forgotten his dream. They translate this difficult phrase as, "The thing is certain with me." Is it possible that the king is testing his advisors? At any rate, he informs them that they must tell him what his dream was and then give him the interpretation. What a dilemma! Their failure to obey the king's command will result in a violent, excruciating, painful death for them and their families. Now, both the Assyrians and the Babylonians were known for their cruelty, so this was not an idle threat. If, however, they were able to fulfill the king's command, there would be rich rewards and great honor. Once again, with proper respect and protocol, they request that the king tell them what his dream was. As their appeal, Nebuchadnezzar says, "I certainly know that you're stalling for time." It seems like the king was warning his counselors that he could detect any invented interpretation of his dream. In fact, he specifically mentions that in verse 9. He said, "You have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can give me its interpretation." If the king had truly forgotten the dream, he wouldn't have offered great reward for announcing it, nor would he have threatened such severe punishments for failure to announce it. Because if he had forgotten the dream, he wouldn't have known whether his counselors were telling the truth or if they were just making it up as they went along. Yet he warned them about that very thing. So once again, these Chaldeans tried to reason with the king. Remember, they had told him earlier, quite confidently, that they could interpret the dream. Now they're saying it's impossible to know what the dream was. Only the gods can reveal such information to mortal men, and the gods don't dwell among men. This failure of their pagan gods sets the stage for Daniel's divine revelation of the king's dream and its meaning. Nebuchadnezzar is now absolutely furious. His decree goes out for the slaughter of all the wise men in the city, including Daniel and his friends. A search is being made for all who are a part of the official group of counselors. Which leads us to the next way God uses to reveal His plan and show His sovereignty. The next way is Daniel's decision. Can you imagine the panic that must have broken out among the wise men at the king's decree? Yet when Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, comes to arrest Daniel and his friends, Daniel raises his questions with calmness and wisdom. His appeal for an audience with the king shows his confidence that God would provide a solution to the problem, an answer to the question. So Daniel approaches the king, and he requests more time. He states with conviction that he will show the king the interpretation of the dream, and by extension, the dream itself. When his request was granted, he immediately went and told his friends of the reprieve. He asks them to join him in prayer, appealing to the mercies of the God of heaven, that he would reveal the secret of the king's dream. Can you imagine the urgency with which these men prayed? Have you ever been moved to prayer by such an extremity? Their intercession before the God of the heavens saved their lives and the lives of many others. We know they weren't afraid to die, but they were convinced that God was ultimately the one who was in control here, not King Nebuchadnezzar. What do you and I do when we find ourselves in a position that seems hopeless? Do we remind God of how good He should be to us because we try to be faithful? Or do we, like Daniel and his friends, cast ourselves on the mercy of God? Can you and I confidently place our lives in His hands and say, God, I trust You, even though I can't see the end? And we allow God to give us His directive? That's the last way God uses to reveal His plans and show His sovereignty. That final way is God's delight. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. God delights to answer the prayers of His people. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. God gave a clear answer to the prayers of Daniel and his friends. And in response, Daniel calls us to bless the name of God forever and ever, because wisdom and power belong to Him. Daniel acknowledges that the times and seasons are under God's dominion. If He wants to change them, He can. He controls the destiny of nations, too. He sets up earthly rulers to accomplish His purposes, and then He removes them when their work is complete. He gives wisdom and understanding to those who seek Him, because He sees everything, whether it's in darkness or in the light. And finally, Daniel's humility shines through in the final verse of our text, verse 23. Notice he praises God that the king's secret, the matter, has been revealed to us. Daniel credits the unified prayers of his friends for moving God's hand and revealing the secret of the king's dream. Daniel received the vision, but he acknowledged the role of his friends in receiving it. That's a wonderful example for you and me to follow. My friend, some people in other parts of the world are experiencing visions and dreams that lead them to faith in Jesus for salvation. But unlike Daniel's time, today we have God's complete revelation to us through His Word, the Holy Scriptures. They are the source of determining the ways of God in our daily walk of faith. But prayer and obedience are still keys to understanding God and His plan for our lives. Truly, He is the revealer of secrets. My friend, were you blessed by the teaching on this broadcast? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just write and request it by its title, The Revealer of Secrets. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Revealer of Secrets. I'd be happy to send one to you. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Revealer of Secrets. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the book of Daniel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.